What was the last review you wrote online? Was it good? Was it bad? What was it for? 1-800-330-9999. Raven, I don't normally leave reviews. I'll be honest. It takes a lot for me to leave an online review.
Sure. Good or bad,
either,
though?
Either. Yeah.
Okay.
And I was held hostage and forced to leave a good review at a massage place on Friday.
I mean, how does that even really work? Explain to me how you were held there to make a review.
Okay. Hostage is a strong word, but I felt very, very pressured. So the usual place that me and my girlfriends here at work go for our massages is closed right now.
Yeah.
So on the text chain, I said to the girls, I'm like, where should I go? I had knots in my back, right? And Shannon, one of our friends, she said, there's this place down the street that has 2,000 five-star Google reviews. I go, get out of here.
Wow, that sounds amazing.
Yeah, I go, I'm gonna go there. Like, I'll go try. So I go online, I look at their website, and I should have gotten tipped off that something was wrong because the website had a whole section on what if inappropriate things happened and not to suggest anything else. I'm going to leave it at that. You can probably put two and two together.
Wait a minute. So it's telling you what to do or what not to do?
A little bit of both.
Saying that if you find yourself in this situation, do this?
It says don't suggest that we do this.
Okay.
Don't ask us to do this.
Well, right. That would be good to state, I guess.
It was strange because most reputable massage places don't have that on their website.
Yeah, but maybe they should. Right.
So I go there, and the minute I walk in, I think, uh-oh, this doesn't look like the nice place that I usually go.
So it's not like Zen-like? They don't have the music, the aromatherapy going on?
No. But woman says to me, she's like, she was very nice, I guess, but abrupt. And she's like, she brought me into a room really quickly. And she said to me, take your clothes off, lie on the bed.
Right.
And I was like, okay. But there's a big sign there that says, keep your underwear on.
Right.
Which it was weird because I don't normally see signs at like places like that that say, keep your underwear on. And
right.
Like, I would have. But
you literally just leave it on, usually.
I usually just leave it on.
Right.
So I go, all right. Now, I had asked for a woman. I've never had a guy masseuse in my life. I don't know. I just don't feel comfortable. It's not my thing.
I completely understand it. I'd rather be massaged by a woman instead of a man.
Okay. I lay down on the bed, and in walks a guy. And I'm like, I'm half naked on this thing, you know?
Right.
And he just starts getting to work, and it is aggressive.
Just goes right to it.
Yeah. He's slapping and going nuts.
Really?
It was so aggressive.
Don't you specify? I mean, did he ask you, how does this feel? What do you like?
At this point, I'm like, What do I do? I got to get out of here.
You paid for an hour. How are you going to get out?
So I'm like, all right, just keep your mouth shut. Do your, you know, like.
Tough it out. You're going to survive this.
I'm like, there's no way I'm going to fall asleep. Like, so we get up, and it's finally over. And at the end of the hour, he goes, 1 hour done. He gets up, and he walks out.
Those are literally the only words that the man has said to you the entire time.
Entire hour. 1 hour done. He gets up, walks out the door.
That is weird.
I get up. I get dressed quickly. I go outside. The woman holds up a QR code. I kid you not.
Yeah.
She goes, scan, please. I go, what?
Okay.
She goes, scan QR code. I go, what? So she's like, with your phone, go to the photos and scan it.
You're thinking like, this is how you pay, right? Or something like this is, you know, something
know
like that.
What was happening?
Yeah.
So I did it because I felt like pressured that I had to.
Right.
And
she wasn't going to let you buy without scanning that QR code.
This is what I mean about being held. And I wanted to get the heck out of there. Like, let's be honest. And she was like, 5-star, hit 5-star. And it was to a Google review, and I had to hit 5-star, and then she let me pay to leave. So basically, she forced me to give a 5-star Google review.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you could have said, what if I felt like 3?
Right. Or none. 1-800-330.
He wasn't going to let you go.
9999. What was the last review you actually left for a business online? Was it good? Was it bad? What was the last online review you left for a business? Was it good? Was it bad? 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. I went to a new massage place for a back massage.
Mm-hmm.
It was terrible.
Right.
It was as shady can be. But they would not let me pay or leave until I scanned a QR code and give them a 5-star Google review.
It was awkward, right?
It was crazy.
For them to make you do that before you pay, because you know there's going to be a confrontation. And at that point, when you've had bad service, you just want to leave.
You want to get out of there. Exactly.
You just want to go.
They hustled me into leaving a 5-star. And the crazy part about it was I only went there because they had thousands of 5-star reviews. And now I know why.
It saddens me because, you know what? I do depend on reviews. And I'm a reviewer at this point. I never was before, but I know how important they are to businesses as a business owner. And you know what? When they're good, I want people to know. know because I feel like I give genuine information. When they're bad, I feel like they need to know.
1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was the last review you left?
I wrote a review about my landscaper because he was always cutting corners in my backyard and never did the work himself. It was always a different person. And one of his workers even lawn mowed over a sprinkler and destroyed it. So I gave him a 2-star rating and then fired him.
Heartless.
I mean, that's how business works, but the frustration with the irrigation system is real. I can relate. Every year they're out there to adjust like 4 times a year. When is it going to be right?
She said I gave him a 2-star rating, then I fired him.
That's a heck of an afternoon.
Tana and Raven, hi, what was the last review you left?
After vacation, I left a glowing review for a hotel that I stayed in the Dominican Republic. I always use those kind of reviews to figure out where to stay. And I read someone's review and it paid off. The hotel was amazing and I figured I might as well.
That's good because, you know, a lot of times we say when we're having a great time somewhere or whatever, I'm definitely going to hook you up, man. I'm going to leave a review. I'm going to this or that or whatever. And then we get home and we're just like, oh, that was so wonderful. But then we never get around to it. You know, we don't get back to it.
You know, our boss said the same thing. He feels like he owes it to the internet to leave reviews because he uses it so often. What I have found lately is that you can't, and based on the situation that I had, was that you can't trust those reviews anymore.
Mm.
You know, like it seems really hard to see which one is a paid review, which one is the owner's 4 best friends and all their kids and the owner using different aliases.
Right.
And what are actually genuine reviews? It's like you can't trust them anymore.
I mean, I go into the language, man, the frequency and the language. I try and dissect the ones, right? Mm.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you review?
Left a bad review for a company that installed flooring in a rental property that we have. And then a couple days later, I got an email from them saying they would give me a $50 gift card if I gave them a good review.
Oh, yeah. If you change it. Yeah, that's the other technique let's buy you off.
Right.
Not actually a conversation about what happened and how do we rectify that problem. No, it's just let's buy you off and you fix your review.
I think a lot of companies do that because when you look at those reviews, some of them say modified, update. And it's like there had to be a reason when you went to go modify or update your review because somebody did something to make you change what happened.
I left a bad review for a company that could not care less about what I had to say while we were contracted. And only after did he then send me an email. He started telling me that his company was staffed by good people and this, that, whatever. It's like, okay, well, if you had just done your job. You know, that would have been good. They didn't actually ever show up to my house after they took my money. They just never came back.
Wow. I never changed it. There was no way I was changing it. They could have given me $500.
Yeah, right. Like you can't get
bought off. Nobody ever called me. I never heard from a single person at the company to say, we're sorry, nothing.
I just got an update from Google that says my review has been viewed over 1,000 times.
1-800-330-9999. What was the last review you left? What was the last online review you left? 1-800-330-9999. This comes up after I went to a new business and they made me scan a QR code to give them a 5-star review before I could pay. I got hustled into leaving a good review.
I can't believe they did it before you get the money. It's it's terrible actual customer service, but very savvy to collect those reviews. Very savvy.
Ridiculous. Hey, it's Anna and Raven. What was the last review you left?
I only leave, you know, bad reviews if the service is absolutely terrible. And I left a terrible review last week at this local pizza place called Pizza. I mean, the pizza was half cooked in the center and it took like, I don't know, 90 minutes to get it delivered. I called to complain and the manager told me to cook it to my liking in my own oven. I mean, and I ripped them apart on Yelp.
Oh, the Yelpers are the ones. You guys are really vicious on Yelp.
Heartless.
Yeah. It's like TripAdvisor for travelers. Like it's the next level. Like,
I always go to Yelp.
Don't lie to me, man. Do you know that you guys are uppity on Yelp or what?
When it deserves it, sure.
That's right. I'm entitled to. I'm a Yelper.
Better recognize.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you review?
My president of the company, his son wrote a book on it and put it on Amazon. So he paid all of us to buy the book and write a glowing 5-star review about how to invest our money wisely.
Wow.
I never read it, but I didn't invest wisely, apparently, because no one's going to be understanding my review.
You're like, I love saving money. This book was awesome.
Give me my $50. All right, thanks for the call. And Raven, what was the last review you left, good or bad?
Bad one is the dealer that screwed me, which would be
Just say, what did they do wrong?
Well, they sold me appliances,
And when I got home, they decided they didn't charge me enough. And they just, on their own, changed the amount of a refrigerator from $1,900 to $2,500.
Oh, my gosh.
How do you get an extra $600 charge on somebody's card?
You can't make this stuff up. I got home, and they said, sorry, we made a mistake. We can't honor it, but we will give it to you for $2,500.
Good.
Right.
At that point, you're like, you know what? I'm going to move on with my life. We're good here.
I'm going to go to court is what I'm going to do.
Producer John wrote a song about writing bad reviews online. Ready?
You go to a new restaurant. What you got to do? Got to take out your phone and write a bad review. And if that waiter is mean to you, you got to write him a bad review. You write a bad review. You write a bad review on Yelp, TripAdvisor, and Google, too. If someone did you wrong and there's nothing you can do, you can write him a bad review. You can write about restaurants, that is true, but there's lots of other places you can write a review. If your contractor's doing a terrible job, his crew is walking around like a bunch of slobs, the measurements they're taking are askew, you can write him a bad review.
Everybody
write a bad review, or write a bad review on Yelp, TripAdvisor, and Google, too. Express your rage, and there's nothing they can do when you write him a bad review.
It's a shame that John's not more successful in life.